This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunt and you're on Joy 94.9. I love having this person on because she does amazing work in an amazing gallery space, and it's around the corner from my house, which makes it even better. I am talking about the one and only, she's the director of Linden New Art, Melinda Martin. Hello.
Hello, David. It's so nice to speak to you.
Likewise. Such a tough time for you guys in the gallery world, you're having to think of all different shape and ways and shapes and sizes of getting your art out to the world. So congratulations on all the hard work that you've done over the last 3 or 4 months. I've been online to check out a lot what you're doing. You've done a really good job. So, you must be pretty happy.
We're really proud of ourselves. We're a really small team. We have, 4.4 equivalent full-time staff. So we have all grown enormously and just developing digital skills in real time, There is no safety net involved in any of this. But I think there's been some really great opportunities to experiment and play and do all the things that artists do, which is that very core behaviour. So we're excited where we're landed and we're really optimistic about our future.
And the gallery is called Linden New Art and you're learning new skills and it's a brave new world out there in technology. For anyone that doesn't know what Linden is, just give us a quick rundown.
So we're a public gallery based in St Kilda, in Ackland Street in St Kilda, and we specialise in showing the work of mid-career artists, and we commission them essentially to make new work for our exhibitions. We also hold the much-loved Linden Postcard Show, which is an open-entry exhibition, and artists from around the country submit small-scale artworks that are judged with prizes, and that's the show that we are, fingers crossed, just breathing one more time that we'll get back in to hang in the next couple of weeks or so. The poor postmaster at St Kilda Post Office is now we're on a daily email round of could you just collect these artworks before they become a tripping hazard for my team?
And that's the problem, is that the commitment there, just to clear it from the post office, but also the commitment to the artists that people are sending in from all over Australia. And you're like, they want to see it on the wall at some stage and they want to see if they're going to win the prize and will it sell? Because for the once a year, you actually sell these postcards where no other artworks are available for sale, are they?
And that's one of the really beautiful things about this show, is that not only can you come and see something that you love, you can actually take it away with you if you love it that much. It can come and live at your house. And I think that's one of the great things about the exhibition. And look, we're taking that responsibility of artists who've been beavering away in their studios, some of them in really complex situations. I've got artists who haven't been able to be in their studio if they've been in Melbourne and, were beyond that 5K limit that we all endured for a little while. So we've really been, having lots of conversations with artists and supporting them so that we can actually bring the show, come hell or high water, in some form or the other, to the gallery walls very soon.
Yeah. And of course, entries have closed now. So, but they're just sitting there waiting for you to get in there. And it's postcard size, isn't it? That's the other side. And every single one of them that you receive is shown. Is that right?
Absolutely every single one. As long as it's the right size, which is 8 by 10 inches, that is all that we allow. We allow everything into the show. So it's a real kind of smorgasbord, if you like, of artworks in every kind of style and medium. And we're really interested to see what we get this year.
Yeah, I bet you are. And how many years has it been going now?
30. It has been going for 30 years.
Whoa.
Which is a phenomenal kind of thing. It's been really interesting recently to sort of talk to artists who entered the show in the first decade and the impact it had on their career development. Talk to the staff who were there who started this idea.
Yeah.
So Kevin Wilson is now the curator at Artisan in Brisbane, and Jane Crawley, who was the arts officer at the time, is now the one of the executive directors at Creative Victoria here in Melbourne. So they've got some really great stories about the work, but also have postcard show works in their collection still, which is lovely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And some quite famous people have started their careers by winning the prize or having, not even winning, but having it hung there and then have gone on to bigger and better things.
There's some really interesting artists. There's sort of like Abdul Abdullah from Sydney. That was the first prize he'd ever won, ever, was the first when he won first prize. And then we've got artists like William Acolts, who've been practicing for years and years, who entered it never thinking he'd win a prize and was so excited when he did. And I've got people like Penny Byrne, who is a ceramic artist, who the first show she ever decided to create an artwork for was the postcard show that she won a prize. Then that image that she made, which was called Murder on the Dance Floor, which was this ceramic work. Imagine, you know, something from your nana's cupboard behind glass, and she kind of had cut off their head with a sword and put a new head on, and it was covered in blood. It was a bit gruesome and a bit weird. And that was reproduced on the back of a magazine. And from there she got represented by a commercial gallery, and her career has then flourished. She's gone to Venice. Amazing things have happened, all because she, you know, took a bit of a risk, you know, 15 years or so ago.
And all of a sudden, you know, like you're saying, postcard, but this is a ceramic piece. So just as long as it's the right size, it can be anything.
Absolutely it can. And, you know, we invited some of the artists back to do a special kind of preview of the 30th birthday to sort of the people who'd gone on and had won prizes and what's happened to their careers. And we've got this great, you know, exhibition that we're just bursting to be able to get back in and hang, which will be a really great celebration and just some of those stories about what happened to people's careers and the excitement that they had when they won. Like, you know, people kind of thinking, oh, that's my name. Oh, I've won a prize. You know, that kind of delight.
Yeah. And as I also said, is that you can purchase it, you know, the only time.
Yep.
And I know so many people that have over the years, you know, like, and it was only 6 months ago I was in somebody's house and I went, oh, I love that. That's really good. And they said, oh, yeah, I bought it at the postcard, Linden New Art. I went, oh, okay, I know that.
And it's really interesting. We know that there's some people who've started their collections. Like the first time they ever bought an artwork was at the postcard show, and then they've gone on to be really significant collectors over many years. And I think that's really lovely because often they follow the artists that they first collected over that time as well.
Yeah, which is always a good thing, isn't it, following an artist, I think. So, Kella, I'm going to ask the question. When do you think you might be opening this exhibition?
We are hoping, fingers crossed, toes crossed, whatever you believe in, that we'll be able to launch the opening virtually on the 4th of December and announce the prizes and then open on the 5th of December to the public. We are still waiting for some guidance from the state government here in Victoria about how many people will be able to have in the gallery. It's likely that people will have to book tickets. There'll be timed things. We'll have a limit of the number of people we can have on site. So that is just what we're working through.
Okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
It could change again tomorrow. We've got, I think, about 45 different versions of plans, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will. And congratulations on doing a brilliant job in that beautiful building on Ackland Street as well, which the renovations, you only moved back in there last year, wasn't it?
About 18 months ago.
Oh, God, was it that long ago? And now all of a sudden you can't be there again. So, yeah.
And it's kind of funny. I was talking to the board a little while ago saying to them, you know, if I'd said to you, look, we don't need, when we move out, we won't need to pop up and do other shows. We'll just do virtual, you know, things, and we'll just use technology. They would have laughed. And now we have a whole new digital plan where they're like, we have to keep doing this. This is amazing. So the way the world changes is quite interesting.
Absolutely. Melinda Martin, director of Linda New Art, thank you so much for talking to us. Always a pleasure.
Lovely to speak to you too, David. See you soon.
Okay. See you soon. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.